This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Karki vows safe, free and fair election on 5th of March next year. Finance Ministry invites project proposals to utilize Global Environment Facility funds worth $1.08 million. Milansi water supply to Kathmandu halted over unmet demands of flood victims. And Typhoon Kamigi leaves over 190 people dead in Philippines and Vietnam, moves towards Cambodia and Laos. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Karki has assured that the government is making all-out efforts to ensure safe, free and fair elections. The Prime Minister's remarks came during a meeting yesterday with a delegation from the Asian Network for Free Elections led by Executive Director Brija Rosales. The network is in Kathmandu to assess Nepal's election atmosphere. The delegation welcomed Prime Minister Karki's long experience in the legal and judicial sectors, noting it would support political reform and the protection of democratic institutions. Prime Minister Karki emphasized that the government's main agenda is to conduct the main mandate rather is to conduct the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March next year, and that civil society and observers play a key role in creating a conducive environment. The Ministry of Finance has invited project proposals to utilize funds received from the Global Environment Facility, GEF, according to a public notice issued by the Foreign Aid Coordination Division. Proposals are being sought for the use of $1.089 million, provided by the GEF. The amount represents the remaining funds allocated to Nepal under the GEF Global Biodiversity Framework Fund. The Global Environment Facility is a partnership of multilateral funds supporting developing countries in addressing global environmental challenges. The Finance Ministry has requested interested agencies to submit proposals through the National Budget System by the 30th of November. The diversion of water from the Milansi stream to Kathmandu has been completely stopped after local groups and committees representing Milansi flood victims obstructed the supply, citing unfulfilled commitments made earlier. According to Jagannath Das, Executive Director of the Milansi Water Supply Development Board, locals blocked the water diversion point yesterday, demanding that the government implement the agreement reached last year with former Water Supply Minister Pradeep Yadav. As a result, the flow of Milansi water to Kathmandu has been fully suspended since yesterday afternoon. The protesters say the government has failed to address the concerns of those affected by the floods and landslides, along with other local demands. The Milansi supply, which had been disrupted since mid-June due to monsoon rains, had only resumed on the 12th of October. Executive Director Das said that talks would be initiated with the agitating groups to find a solution and restore water supply to Kathmandu. The government has clarified that the Nepal Electricity Authority will also benefit from the cross-border transmission lines to be built between Nepal and India. Nepal and India have signed an agreement to jointly construct two new 400 kV transmission lines, Inorua Purnia and Dodudhara Bareilly. A joint venture company will be formed between the authority and India's Power Grid Corporation to implement the project. According to Sandeep Kumar Dev, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Water Supply, Water Resources and Irrigation, the Nepal Electricity Authority will hold a 51% share in the section built in Nepal and a 49% share in the Indian section. The ministry said the construction of cross-border transmission lines is a priority to ensure a reliable market for electricity generated from hydropower projects with existing power purchase agreements. Exports from the Birgun's customs have increased sharply in the first 3 months of the current fiscal year compared to the same period last year, according to Chief Customs Administrator Bishnu Prasad Gawali. Goods worth 26.59 billion rupees were exported, up from 8.84 billion rupees last fiscal year. Major exports included refined soybean oil worth 13.98 billion rupees and juice worth 2.7 billion rupees. Meanwhile, the Kerala Customs Office collected 3 billion rupees in revenue during the same period. Office Chief Ramesh Khadka said nearly 1,598 electric vehicles and 671 cargo containers were imported, while 28 cargo trucks of Nepali goods were exported to China's Xinjiang region. Trade with China is currently being conducted mainly through the Kerala checkpoint, as the Thattupani and Rastragudi routes remain blocked due to floods and landslides. You're listening to Radio Nepal's TPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Typhoon Kamegi has killed at least 188 people in the Philippines and 5 in Vietnam, according to the latest official figures from both countries. According to the BBC, the powerful storm is now moving west towards Cambodia and Laos after sweeping through central Vietnam on Thursday with winds reaching up to 149 kilometers per hour. Towns along Vietnam's central coast were left covered in debris after bearing the full force of the storm overnight. Strong winds uprooted trees, tore off roads and shattered windows, while thousands of residents took shelter in schools and public buildings. The Vietnamese army has been mobilized to assist with rescue and relief operations. Authorities have warned of potential flooding in low-lying areas, and central Vietnam has already experienced a record rainfall over the past week, which claimed 50 lives. Early in the week, the same storm caused widespread devastation in the Philippines. Heavy rains triggered landslides and flash floods, sweeping through residential areas and destroying entire neighborhoods. Air travel across the United States could be reduced by up to 10% at 40 major airports in the coming days, resulting in thousands of canceled flights if the government shutdown continues. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the decision affecting only domestic flights was made after air travel controllers reported fatigue, according to the head of the Federal Aviation Administration. Around 1.4 million federal workers, including air traffic controllers and park rangers, are either working without pay or on forced leave due to Congress' failure to approve a funding budget. Major airports in Atlanta, New York, and Washington, D.C. are expected to experience significant disruptions. Unions have warned that many employees are suffering from stress-related illness or taking on second jobs to cope financially. Now, a sports update. Nepal lost to Afghanistan by 17 runs in its opening match of the Hong Kong International Sixes at Mission Road Ground in Mongkok. Batting first, Afghanistan scored 112 runs in 6 overs, with Kareem Jant hitting 35 off 10 balls. For Nepal, Rashid Khan took 4 wickets with a hat-trick. Chasing 113 runs, Nepal managed 95 runs in 6 overs despite captain Sandeep Jora's quick 53 runs off 14 balls. Nepal will face South Africa in its next Pool A match tomorrow. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kushi and Gundaki provinces. The weather will remain mainly clear in the rest of the regions. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall in one or two places in Kosi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharki vowed safe, free and fair election on 5th of March next year. Finance Ministry invites project proposals to utilize Global Environment Facility funds worth $1.08 million. Milimsi water supply to cut fund halted over unmet demands of flood victims. And Typhoon Kamigi leaves over 190 people dead in Philippines and Vietnam, moves towards Cambodia and Laos. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.